Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You've heard the term back labor, but what does that mean? How is it different from other labor sensations, and why does it happen? I'm Abby Lacey, certified doula and massage therapist, and today we're learning all about back labor and natural ways to cope with it. This is Preggy Pals.
Is that a plus sign?
Pink or blue?
Hospital or home birth?
What type of food should I be eating?
I think I just peed myself.
I'm pregnant. And I have to exercise?
What pregnancy glow?
Wait, was that a contraction?
Gotta make these pants fit! I've got kinkles!
What do you mean there's more than one?
You've got the symptoms, and now you've got the support you need for a happy 9 months. This is Preggy Pals, your pregnancy your way.
Welcome to Preggy Pals, broadcasting from the Birth Education Center of San Diego. Preggy Pals is your online, on-the-go support group for expecting parents and those hoping to become pregnant. I'm your host, Stephanie Glover. Thanks to all the loyal listeners who've joined the Preggy Pals Club. Our members get special episodes, bonus content after each new show, plus special giveaways and discounts. Please see our website for more information. Another way for you to stay connected is by downloading our free Preggy Pals app, available in the Android, iTunes, and Windows marketplaces. You can also download our new network app so that you have access to all your favorite new mommy media shows on the go. Here's Sunny with more information about how you can get involved with Preggy Pals.
Yes, we love hearing from our listeners, and there's several ways you guys can participate in the show. First of all, if you just love Preggy Pals and you just want to tell us how much you love us, you can do that. You can send us an email. No, all kidding aside, any comment you have about Preggy Pals, you can suggest story ideas. You can tell us how much you love us. You can comment on pretty much anything we said on the show. We would love to read those comments on the air. All you have to do is contact us through the contact link on our website. So that's an email. You can also reach out to us via our voicemail. And that number is 619-866-4775. We have a segment that's called Ask the Expert. So if you're currently in your pregnancy and you have some pregnancy-related topics, questions that you would like to ask our experts, you can do that. The same way. And we have a segment called Pregnancy Oops, which is really fun, where you guys can share your funny pregnancy stories, and we'll share those on the show as well. And if you want a little behind the scenes look at what we do here at Preggy Pals, I am taking photos of us as we record, and I post those on Instagram. And we also do something called First Five, which is where we, with video, actually record the first 5 minutes of the interview with our expert. And so it's a great way to kind of get an idea. You know, I know with audio, sometimes it's hard to kind of really relate to what's happening here in the studio. So that's a really great way to get connected and become part of Preggy Pals.
Great. Thank you so much. So we're going to go ahead and introduce our panelists. I'll get started. Like I said, my name is Stephanie Glover. I'm the host of Preggy Pals, and I'm also a trained childbirth educator working on my certification to be able to teach those classes in hospital. I'm a mom of two little girls. My four-year-old Gretchen was born via C-section, and my daughter Lydia was my VBAC baby. How about you, Sunny?
I have four kids of my own. My oldest is five, just started kindergarten, a boy. And then I have a three-year-old son as well, and he's in preschool. And then I have identical twin girls who are 22 months old, and they're just home with mama, just hanging out with mama, getting into trouble. I just took a picture yesterday on Facebook. They totally, like, trashed. They're getting into everything and throwing every toy. It's like every toy has to be out of the receptacle it's supposed to be in and on my floor. So that's a lot of fun. That keeps me busy.
You can't get too mad at them, though. They're
no,
pretty cute.
They're pretty cute. Yeah.
And we have a panelist phoning in from Texas. Natalie, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Natalie Taylor. I am currently in the hospital expecting quadruplets, three boys and a girl. I have four-year-old fraternal twins at home. Then I have identical twin girls who just turned two. And then I have identical twin boys who turned one, and then I have who used to be our baby but no longer will be. She is 9 months old, and she was born in December, just recently.
And Natalie has a GoFundMe account if you want to help pay for any childcare. Holy Moses.
Any baby items, very much accepted.
Seriously. Oh, and how are you feeling right now? Because we were talking with you earlier, and you're actually, is fair to say she's in labor? She's in labor, isn't it? Aren't you
Sounds
in labor?
Like it.
I am. I'm having contractions that are 25 seconds apart and lasting 4 to 5 minutes each. So I'm not quite in labor as far as dilation and effacement goes, but girls, I'm getting pretty close.
Oh, my goodness.
And I think, is this a first for us, Sunny, having yes. a panelist in labor on the show?
Yes. I give you a lot of props, Natalie, but you've been down this road a little bit before, at least with your other babies. So, you know, this
you
is
know,
not your first
once
rodeo.
Or twice or six times, you know?
And, you know, a little fun distraction is great in labor, right?
Right. Before you go home to 11 kids. Oh, my goodness.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Okay, so we are going to talk about a news headline that a lot of people are commenting on right now on Facebook, so I thought it was worth mentioning. And this is with Yahoo's current CEO. Her name is Marissa Mayer, and she has announced, first of all, that she is pregnant. Give you a little bit of backstory here. She was actually hired at Yahoo when she was pregnant, so it kind of made news then. This was 3 years ago, okay? So with her first baby, Yahoo hired her on as CEO when she was pregnant, which I think is pretty cool of Yahoo to do. So she made some headlines a few years ago with this. Now she's pregnant again, and she found out that she's pregnant with twins. And the big catch here is that she has made an announcement that she is only going to take a 2-week maternity leave with her twins. And this has ignited a firestorm on Facebook because, you know, one side of the equation is, hey, we already have all these unrealistic expectations of what we're supposed to look like when we come out of the hospital or wherever we birth our babies. We're supposed to be bouncing back and back to quote unquote normal. So we've got, you know, that side of things. And now we're not even supposed to take an extended maternity leave or just regular, you know, it doesn't even have to be extended. Just what is the common maternity leave?
6 weeks for vaginal, 8 for post C-section.
Okay. And she obviously doesn't know what she's going to have yet, but still to kind of, you know, I mean, you're cutting that more in half. You're like, yeah. 2 weeks is like nothing, right? And she already has a child at home. But other people are saying, listen, she probably can do this because she's a CEO. Obviously, you make a good salary as CEO of Yahoo, right? So she can afford to have other people maybe do more care for the twins than somebody who is doing everything on their own. And so anyways, people are going back and forth on it. I wanted to throw this out to you guys and say, what do you think about, you know, her announcing this 2-week thing? Is it a bad thing, or is it saying, hey, you know what, women, we can do anything we want to do? I mean, that's the other side of this, right?
Yeah, and I can see both sides. I guess, first of all, I mean, she's putting herself out there to be judged, and we know about mommy wars, and so I know all of us already have some opinions on it. So I guess first thing that I would want to address is just good for her if that works for them.
Yeah.
That being said, I do think there are a lot of unrealistic expectations for new moms. Personally, I mean, after 2 weeks, I've had both kinds of – I had a C-section and I had a vaginal delivery, and I needed 6 weeks for both mm-hmm. just to – feel normal and connect with my baby. And I know that was just me, but I sort of love the laying in bed, being served a cheese and fruit plate and just nursing and staring at my baby for a yeah. few weeks. I like it. And the thought of going back to work and to maybe an office, I don't know if she'll have a telecommunicating
it doesn't indicate
role
that
maybe, or, you know, I'm yeah. not sure if she'll actually be returning to the office and her heels and power suits, or if, you know, she gets to be in her sweats at home. I don't know. But yeah, I don't think it would be for me, and I do think that it's an unrealistic goal for most moms.
Well, and let's face it, with twins, statistically speaking, she has an increased likelihood of having a C-section.
Right.
So now you're recovering from major abdominal surgery, and you expect to do that in 2 weeks. That's asking a lot. It really
yes.
is. But, you know, she also says she's going back to work. She doesn't say if she's coming back one day a week. If she's coming back three
That's
hours
true.
A day,
right.
She didn't say exactly how she's coming back to work. So, and, you know, stuff like you said, she could be telecommuting. So I have to agree. I personally can't fathom going back that quickly,
yeah.
but, yeah. if you've got the funds to hire the staff
right.
to support you and do your cooking and your cleaning and the night feeds and all of that good stuff, then hey, more power to you, sister.
I mean, how do you bond with your baby in 2 weeks, though? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, everything's just such a blur. And those that's my biggest concern for her, you know, if she feels that she can do that or whatever system, you know, she sets up is, right. you know, accommodating to that. More power to her.
And you know, we touched on before we started recording the establishing of mm-hmm. breastfeeding. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, is that going to be something that she's working towards if she's bypassing it altogether? We don't
right.
know.
Right.
But that does take a lot of work, and you need the connection yeah. and the bonding in the beginning to make it really work for you. So,
Natalie, I'm assuming you're taking more than 2 weeks off after having quads.
I can touch on this in the sense of, you know, I think I've had a couple pairs of multiples, right?
Right.
If she thinks that she can have twins and come back in 2 weeks and bond and come back 2 weeks bouncing strong, looking like she never had babies in the first place, I mean, all the props to her. But personally, with my sets of twins, my first two sets, I was working, and I took a good 3 to 4 months off, just personal choice.
Yeah. Well, my concern with all of this, though, is that I just don't want other businesses to look at this or other CEOs or whatever and just say, this is the new norm. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I feel like we're working backward. You know, right now we're talking a lot about extending maternity leave, paternity leave, and that kind of stuff. I'm just nervous this flies in the face of that to say, hey, you don't need that. If someone can run a huge company, then you don't need it for your job. Well, whatever Marissa decides to do, we wish her the best and a healthy pregnancy and labor and delivery.
So today we're learning all about back labor. Joining us here in the studio is Abby Lacey. Abby is a certified doula massage therapist. She works with expectant parents to understand the physiology of labor and also practices prenatal massage. In labor, she helps mom cope with labor discomfort through various comfort measures and techniques. Welcome to Preggy Pals, Abby. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So we've all heard the term back labor, but what exactly does that mean?
For most women, it's just a manifestation of significant discomfort in their back as opposed to in their belly. It's not something that we can ever predict that someone is going to have. And it may happen for a brief time during labor and then go away and then come back.
So not every woman is going to experience it, and it's just sort of, it can vary from pregnancy to pregnancy, correct?
Absolutely. Okay. Just because you had back labor with a previous birth doesn't mean you're going to have them with subsequent births at all.
Okay. Now, I haven't had back labor, so I cannot speak to it, but Natalie, you mentioned that you have some experience with back labor. Can you try to describe, I know labor in general is so hard to describe what it feels like, but can you maybe just describe your back labor for us?
Wow, the words can't come to me. If anything, it just basically feels like someone's taking their thumb and just hitting you right in between that point of where your tailbone and the lower part of your spine meet and just kind of twisting it back and forth.
Awesome.
Is that a good description?
That sounds so fun. Now, when you had back labor, did you also feel a tightness in the front, like more of like a uterine discomfort as well, or did you primarily feel it in the back?
It would kind of vary. Okay. It would start out in the back, obviously, and then I would feel like kind of my lower uterus just tighten up like a rock, and then it would just kind of shimmy up my belly, and it would just get like rock hard. Like it would go from a back labor into a contraction almost.
Okay.
It would feel like a Braxton Hicks contraction from both sides.
Yeah, doesn't sound fun. Now, Abby, what causes back labor?
The number one cause of back labor is actually position of your baby. Your doctor is going to use terms like OP, which is occiput posterior, and that means the back of your baby's head is dragging along the back of your tailbone. Typically, you want your baby nose to your tailbone, which is called OA or occiput anterior. And then there are variations of both of those where your baby may be, you know, facing one side of your hip, which, you know, is right or left occiput anterior or posterior, depending on how turned your baby really is. But it's really the back of their cute little noggins dragging along your tailbone that's going to cause most of that back pain.
Okay. And so another term for OP would be sunny side up, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And are there any other causes? So say that the baby's in the OA position, can a woman still experience back labor?
She can. It depends on her position as well during labor. And different women find that different things will bring it on. Everyone's comfort levels are so different. And typically, if you are actually laying on your back, that's the most restrictive and will cause the most pressure on your back. So being stuck in a bed or in a reclining position of any kind, where there's additional pressure behind you, is going to also precipitate some of that discomfort for some women.
Gotcha. So you really have to, while you're in labor, sort of take cues from your body to notice if you're feeling more discomfort in a position than switching it up.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. And that can change from moment to moment, believe it or not. A lot of people believe that babies stay in one single position throughout the entire birth process, but it's actually a little bit of a dance. Your baby goes through what are called the cardinal movements and will move around through a series of positions in order to get out through your pelvis. They're not going to just go nose to your tailbone and stay that way. They actually twist and turn a little bit. So, you know, a baby that's even optimally positioned may twist into a position at some point that, you know, maybe their shoulder is up against your tailbone and that's creating the extra pressure and giving you back labor. Or, you know, in the case that you have multiples, maybe you have more than one baby and one is pushing the other one into your tailbone or, you know, that kind of thing.
And Natalie, did you have any insight when in those labors that you experienced the back labor, did you have any insight as to the positions or presentation of your babies? Were they OP or sunny side up? Do you know?
One of my babies currently in this pregnancy is OP. And so that is good to know that the dragging of the forehead is what's causing me so much pain. But in previous pregnancies, with the twins, I've had some where they're sunny side up and then I've had some where they're transverse and the feelings or the pains, so to speak, vary depending on the baby's position. And so my experiences have been where some pregnancies I couldn't even walk because the baby's position caused so much pain that it was like if the nurse or my husband asked me to move, I'd be like, are you talking to me?
You want me to walk where, what? Think,
yeah, you want me to go where? I don't really think that's currently possible, so.
And so what's interesting, too, is I'm a mom who had two babies in the OP position, and I have not experienced back labor. So I realize I might be one of the lucky ones, quote unquote, though the OP position kind of had its own challenges there. But now, Abby, can back labor cause any complications for mom and baby?
Back labor in and of itself, no. Okay. It's more related to the position of the baby. So we talked about baby being sunny side up and the back of that head dragging along your tailbone. When you're in pain, your instinct is going to be to tighten up and tense up and try and get away from the pain. So tensing up during labor, if you can imagine, doesn't allow your baby to move down through your pelvis. So if you're tensing up all of those muscles in response to the discomfort, oftentimes that'll mean that your labor is just going to take longer. Also, you know, baby's head dragging along your tailbone, there's some resistance there, right? So that's going to mean that things are going to take longer. So babies who are sunny side up and who are causing back labor will tend to mean that your labor, you're just going to have to work a little bit harder.
Right.
And be a little bit more patient.
And keep dancing with that baby.
Keep right. dancing with that baby. Yeah, get on all fours. Do some moving and shifting of your hips and see if you can't get your baby to swing around into a better position for you before they're fully engaged with your pelvis.
And that was really going to lead me to my next question, because you're talking about the fetal positioning being such a contributor to back labor. While a woman's still pregnant, so say she's not even in labor yet, what are some things she can do to encourage that good positioning so that she hopefully can reduce her chances of back labor.
There are so many great things that a woman can do to help encourage optimal positioning of the baby. First and foremost, the easiest is stop sitting in a recliner. I know those recliners are so comfortable. You get to kick your feet up. But when you rock your pelvis back, think of your pelvis like a bowl. And if you rock your pelvis back into a reclined position, you're encouraging that baby to just chill out right there in that bowl where it's nice and comfy. So that baby is going to be seated pretty comfortably into your pelvis and not so much interested in moving around because, hey, it's comfy in here. So sitting upright or slightly forward leaning if you can. I know a lot of women get a lot of discomfort with the weight of their belly if they have a really forward pregnancy. So I do advocate for making sure that you are supporting your belly adequately, but just sit up if you can. Swimming, you know, when you swim, your baby has even less resistance from gravity. So your body's lighter, their body's lighter, and babies oftentimes will be super active when you swim. So I've seen some interesting things with mamas trying to get babies to move, getting into pools. You know, if you ever cover breech positioning, it's not uncommon trying to get babies to turn for women to get in pools and do handstands and all kinds of crazy things. Spinning babies, as always, is a fantastic resource for getting your baby not just to move from a breech position, but also into the optimal positioning with occiput anterior. So that's spinningbabies.com.
And we'll post that on our website as well.
And that's a website that was created by Gail Tully, who is phenomenally knowledgeable about babies and positioning. I will say this, babies are super active. And just because at 36 weeks your baby is sunny side up doesn't mean they will be at the time of labor. So I strongly advocate for families that hire doulas. If you are experiencing, erratic labor patterns, or you are experiencing back pain, talk to your doula. Get on all fours, go get in the bathtub. You can do things like get out the Rebozo and do some Rebozo shifting. Rebozo, for those of you who don't know, is a woven kind of like almost large baby blanket sized piece of fabric that birth workers use to help us in any number of different ways with resistance or just to help us lift your belly, wrap around your hips, provide some counter pressure. You don't have to have a specific piece of equipment. You don't need a Rebozo. You can just get a bed sheet.
Okay.
A blanket, any piece of fabric that you're comfortable with that can support your weight. And do some hip shifting with the Rebozo, either while you're standing or while you're on all fours.
Now, are Rebozo typically used when you're in active labor, or is it something you can do just in like late pregnancy to help? Or
you can absolutely do it both, actually. Okay. Late pregnancy or early labor. Sometimes even later in labor, we'll get them out and just to get some relaxation in the hips, do a little bit of hip shifting with the Rebozo.
So when we come back, we're going to discuss more methods of coping with back labor discomforts. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Today we're discussing back labor. Certified doula and massage therapist Abby Lacey is our expert. So Abby, we've talked about some ways to use Rebozo and positioning to help comfort the discomforts of back labor. But what are some other ways that a doula or partner can help ease some of that discomfort?
I'm a big fan of the bathtub in labor. If you can get into a bathtub and get comfortable, it can take a lot of the pressure off and a lot of the strain off. And it's just kind of, if you create a nice environment, put some candles on and some music, and just chill out, The only trick about baths is to make sure that they are the correct temperature. You don't want them so hot that your skin is turning pink and you're sweaty. If you're pink and sweaty, your baby is getting too warm. So typically you want to keep the bath anywhere from, you know, maybe at the start 100, 101 degrees and then down to about 98. You know, sometimes 96 degrees. Midwives can be a lot more particular if you're birthing in the water, but if you're just trying to relax, you don't need to get out a thermometer. Just kind of be aware of the fact that you really don't want to get hot and sweaty.
Okay. And probably staying hydrated too while you're in the tub can help with
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Yeah. Have some coconut water, something full of electrolytes, even just some plain water is a good thing. Maybe have a light snack while you're there if things are a little bit less intense and you're able to relax. Hopefully you're not vomiting at this point.
Right.
But yeah, take that as an opportunity to kind of refresh. Other things that you can do, some great hip counter pressure is good. There's some controversy about counter pressure, whether it's good or bad. You know, my ultimate answer is what makes it feel better? Because when you're having back labor, pretty much that's all you can think about. So if it helps you feel better, my answer really is go for it. The last thing that some of my clients have done, if you're a fan of essential oils, you can use essential oils pretty safely during labor, especially if it's on the back of your body. You know, you want to be careful and probably not use anything on the front of your body, arms or hands, that will come in contact with the baby that's not indicated for infants.
Right.
But with back labor, you can make up your own blend, with, you know, the mint oils or, you know, black pepper, or definitely look it up for yourself and see if you're allergic to any of the components, but you can make up your own little salve there to rub on your back to make things feel a little bit better.
Awesome. And then for those who maybe they've tried coping naturally with the discomfort and they opt for maybe a little bit more medical pain management, what is helpful in terms of the medications? Would an epidural help with back labor?
Absolutely. Well, an epidural will help with a lot of different things, but absolutely back labor. Women who are really struggling with back labor and whose babies won't change position, you know, especially if you reach that point of distress, go for it. If that's what you need in order to relax and push your baby out, then do what you need to do.
Getting from the point of pain to suffering, it's
right.
A good time to reevaluate.
Right.
That.
I actually will tell my families there's a difference between strength and suffering. And it's a fine line to flirt with sometimes, especially in labor when a partner can't really tell if you're in distress or not. So, you know, going with the guidance of your birth team is really going to help you there if you're having back labor, but you are not anticipating using pain medication.
Right.
They can help you evaluate if that time has come. And I've been that person who looks at my client and says, I know this is not what you wanted, but...
but it might help a little.
Yeah.
Now, Natalie, what did you find helpful with your back labor?
My best friend has been a back sub, like both now at my time here at the hospital and at times at home before I progressed far enough. I would love, my experience with essential oils has been amazing, and it's a really good bonding experience as well as a chance for my husband to feel our baby's movements. So, I mean, We've definitely used the bathing technique as, I mean, ways for coping. As far as hospital goes, especially in my current situation, I found that a squatting bar has helped me out a lot. Shifting positions back and forth from sitting to right and left side lying, as well as sitting on a birth ball has also given me comfort as well. Not really bouncing on it, just sitting on it.
Right. And just taking away some of the pressure.
Yeah,
exactly.
And have you found that kind of doing a little bit of hula dance while you're sitting on the birth ball can help as well, getting those hips shifting and hopefully getting those babies moving?
In that sense, no, not so much on the birthing ball, but I believe it's called the standing cradle position, which is where you just kind of lean on your partner and just rock back mm-hmm. and forth.
The slow dance?
That has been a slow dance, pretty much. That's been the most comforting thing for me as well. And again, it creates kind of like a bonding moment for both you and partner.
Well, awesome. So, Abby, thank you so much for joining us today. For more information about Abby, as well as any additional information about our panelists, you can visit our website. This conversation continues for members of our Preggy Pals Club. After the show, Abby is going to discuss how to tell if you're having regular old back pain or actual back labor. To join our club, visit our website, newmommymedia.com.
Hi, Preggy Pals. We have a question for one of our experts. Anna in Benita, California writes, I had a birth with forceps, and my doula said that it would be a good idea to get my baby adjusted. I'm afraid of a chiropractor cracking my baby's spine and neck, and that it would be too violent for her. What should I look for in a pediatric chiropractor?
Hey, Anna. This is Dr. Tyson Perez, pediatric and family chiropractor at Elevation Family Chiropractic in Carlsbad. And you had mentioned that your doula suggested that your newborn gets adjusted because you had a forceps delivery, and that you were afraid of any kind of chiropractor doing any kind of cracking on their spine. So just to let you know, pediatric chiropractic care is extremely safe and very gentle. You want to make sure that you see a chiropractor that has experience with children. And one of the best ways to find out if that chiropractor has experience with children is to go to the icpaforkids.org website. And the chiropractors listed on that website are certified in treating both prenatal and pediatric patients. So again, that's icpaforkids.org, and type in your zip code and you'll find a chiropractor near you. Hope that helps. Take care. Bye-bye.
That wraps up our show for today. We appreciate you listening to Preggy Pals. Don't forget to check out our sister show's Newbies for postpartum moms during baby's first year, Parent Savers for parents with infants and toddlers, Twin Talks for parents of multiples, and the Boob Group for moms who breastfeed their kiddos. This is Preggy Pals, your pregnancy, your
way. This has been a New Mommy Media production. The information and material contained in this episode are presented for educational purposes only. Statements and opinions expressed in this episode are not necessarily those of New Mommy Media and should not be considered facts. While such information and materials are believed to be accurate, it is not intended to replace or substitute for professional medical advice or care, and should not be used for diagnosing or treating healthcare problem or disease or prescribing any medication. If you have questions or concerns regarding your physical or mental health or the health of your baby, please seek assistance from a qualified healthcare provider.
New Mommy Media is expanding our lineup of shows for new and expecting parents. If you have an idea for a new series, or if you're a business or organization interested in joining our network of shows through a co-branded podcast, visit newmommymedia.com. Hey, mamas. Don't forget to check out Mighty Moms. It's our online community built for new moms just like you. Not only can you connect with other moms, but you can also join us backstage for special mom-only online events. And you'll also be notified when we're recording so you can join us as a special guest. Visit our website, newmommymedia.com, and click on the Mighty Moms banner. It's free. That's newmommymedia.com. See you there.